Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Emily Kwong. This week on AK, a teenager and his past. It's graduation season for Alaska high school seniors. Earning a diploma marks a milestone in a person's life. And for one Juno student, that milestone is especially sweet after his high school experience was interrupted with several trips to juvenile detention. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more on finding a fresh start in an unexpected place.
At the Johnson Youth Center in Juneau, a handful of students are mixing, blending, and whisking their way through culinary class. It's not easy stuff.
See how you're doing your whole arm?
For Jay, an 18-year-old finishing his first year here, learning how to make creme brulee was a big moment.
It tastes like heaven, but in a custard way. One time here, we tried to like torch the top so you get that hard crust, but set off the fire alarm here.
We're not releasing Jay's full name because, as a juvenile, his criminal record is confidential. Although Jay's graduating soon with his high school diploma, he still has another year left at JYC. The center houses juveniles for both the long and short term.
You know, coming here is like, I thought like my life was over. I'm like, wow, what am I gonna do now? Like being in here like got me all these activities and all these like classes and certificates that's gonna help me in the real world.
Jay fell in love with culinary class pretty soon after coming to the center. Chef and teacher David Moorhead says cooking teaches the kids focus and managing expectations. Some have felony charges and are court-ordered to spend 2 years locked up at JYC.
I think this place can be really heavy on the kids, and this kind of gives them a little outlet. So for some of them, it's like the best thing since apple pie to be able to come here and just kind of break away from the regimentation and learn something new.
I put the water in a separate container and under the faucet.
When he was in regular high school, Jay says he caved to peer pressure. He's not comfortable detailing the crime that landed him here, but he says he made a lot of poor decisions.
I made a lot of mistakes over and over again.
Now he lives in the treatment wing, which is separate from short-term detention. Staff don't refer to him as an inmate. He's a resident, and the facility isn't called a jail. Some of the kids on the treatment wing, like Jay, are repeat offenders who were in and out of the system until the court appointed a longer stay.
When you go through his file and you see how many times that he has come to visit us, and you say, huh, what point didn't you get it?
Julia Black is a teacher's aide here. She says it took some time, but eventually Jay started to come around.
He all of a sudden woke up. Watching him buckle down and get to school, and every day I would go down and I'd see him, and you'd just see this kid that was doing everything he could to do it right.
In part, Jay says his wake-up call came after being sentenced to 2 years at the center.
2 years of your life taken away, and after this, there's no coming back to JYC. It's to the big boy house, and I don't really want that to happen to me. And there's a lot of people that are counting on me. I don't want to let them down.
One of the people counting on him is his infant son. He had to miss the birth while he was serving his sentence.
It's a really big disappointment in my life. I was like, I don't want to go through this again, and I don't want to put my son through this. I just want to be there in his life when I'm out of here and like stay in there.
JYC offers counseling on being a good parent, dealing with stress, and building healthy relationships. Jay says during his time at the center, he's learned a lot about himself, and he wants people to know he's not the same kid from day one.
I'm not going to be that punk kid anymore that didn't care what other people think and didn't really care about anything, and like deep down inside, like I do care. I'm not going to have my mistakes define who I am today. I'm just going to move past that.
In a year or less, Jay will be back out in the world. He's the first in his family to earn a high school diploma. And he says, yeah, he's a little anxious about what the future will bring.
You know, I came here not really having like much responsibilities except for going to school, but now I'm out here, I have to hold a job, take care of my son, and like live on my own. Now, it gets me nervous, but not as nervous because I really know that I can do it.
Now, if we wanted to further refine
with his work readiness training from JYC, Jay says he's looking at careers in the culinary arts or mining. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.